You went for me all the way to Calvary. He went for me. He died to set us free. All the way to Calvary. He went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. Although I had so many, many sins, Jesus took them all away and he pardoned me. Although I had so many, many sins, Jesus took them all away, and he pardoned me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. Although I had so many, many sins, Jesus took them all away and he pardoned me. Although I had so many, many sins, Jesus took them all away and he pardoned. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. Although I had so many, many sins, Jesus took them all away and he pardoned me. Although I had so many, many sins, Jesus took them all away and he pardoned me. Jesus took them all away. He pardoned me. Jesus took them all away. And he pardoned me. All the way to Calvary. Hallelujah. You died for me. Hallelujah. To set me free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let's sing it again. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Come on and lift your hands up. Hallelujah. You are, we give you all, hallelujah, the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Come on and declare it. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Come on, lift your hands up, say, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater are you there.
Father, that we don't take anything lightly. We appreciate this, the message that's going to come forth this morning. We ask you to keep the co-founders as they move forward on their mission with this call. We ask you to cover each and every individual that's on this call, Father. Prayers that will come forth on the call, Father. Needs that are on the call, Father. There's nothing that's going on in our lives that you don't know about, because you are the great I Am, the beginning and the end. Father, we come to you with our needs, and we come to you with full hearts of thankfulness. We ask you to cover the message and the messenger. In my brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. It's been my pleasure to serve you. My name is Bonita. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Bonito. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, praise the Lord, and God bless you, and give our Kyle a special hug this morning. And our prayers are with you and with Ursula as she brings new life into this world. Praise God. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet and welcome all of you. And I want to first of all start by thanking Minister Roslyn for bringing us in so beautifully with the song. We worship you, O Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. God bless you, my sister. And thank you again, Minister Bonita, for all that you do for the Master's Call. For family, our call is based on the scripture verse, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we are just so excited about this day that the Lord has made us. We rejoice and be glad in it. We also have a website. And that at the website, you can find all the messages that have been archived, as well as the full bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www, and we don't need to say that anymore. We can just say themasterscall.net. Again, the website is themasterscall.net. Every year, God blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And our theme for this year is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And I mean, I had to marinate on that for a little bit. But thank God we have it and we say it every day, because God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Praise God. Praise God. If you are led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and you know we put this invitation out there to you always, and we are certainly praying that you will accept our invitation to serve as a greeter, such as Minister Bonita so beautifully did, or host as I'm doing, or perhaps God has blessed you with an ability to bring us in through worship. You may even have a song that you want to, a message that God has put down in you that you are just wanting to share it with somebody. Well, this is the place to do that. And also, you can also send your prayer request and your praise report to the same place where I'm going to tell you to go to let us know that you're interested in being a part of this team. And that information can be submitted to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please note that when you go to that email address and you say that you want to be a greeter or a host or a worshiper, or you want to bring a message, or if you say that you have a prayer request and a praise report, know that we are praying for you. And also know that Dr. Vanessa or our Minister Brenda Terrell will be in touch with you to get you connected with our team. Now, this company, which was established by the Jace De Leon family over 30 years ago, was once called Artists International, and it is now Artist Life. And you can get with the person who told you all about this call, because I'm sure they'd love to share more information with you about Artist Life. Now, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday morning by a team of great leaders who will give you more information about the benefits of the artist's products. And I'm sure they'll also tell you about the opportunity. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PAN code is 294-617-pound. Again, the number is 712-770-4005. And the PAN code is 294-617-pound. We also have a bypass number. If you have T-Mobile or some other service that will not allow you to access this call or the morning motivational call at no charge, well, you can do that by using this bypass number. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And Ellen Lamoni, on the morning motivational call, today is Testimonial Thursday. Well, family, so much for our announcements, because I want to get right to introducing our speaker for this morning, and she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She is our Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, and she resides in the Bronx, New York. She serves as a District 37 union member, and she also was elected as the 79th female district leader, and she's held that position for many, many years. She is also the floor captain where she lives at Concourse Village, and she holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary. Now, this little piece of leather who's well put together is also a graduate of the New York Police Department, so she can keep things in order. So it is my pleasure right now to introduce my sister in the Lord, my friend, a woman who is Christ-centered, yielded to the Holy Spirit. She is needed and necessary. She is truthful. She'll tell you like it is. She is helpful, intentional, and able. Who am I talking about? None other than Minister, the Honorable Cynthia Cox. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister?
I can hear you, my sister. Yes. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good morning. Good morning, Master Call, family, friends, guests, and new guests. This is a joyful, beautiful day, and I thank you, Minister Willis, for that awesome introduction. Sometimes I'm like, who is she actually talking about? But I think God has given me that strength. Hallelujah, this morning. So thank you so much, and I want to thank you, Minister Bonita, for greeting and giving us that powerful prayer this morning. We so appreciate you. And, oh, let me talk about my song is Hallelujah, Minister Roslyn, Hallelujah. We thank you for your praise and worship. Oh, we worship him this morning. Hallelujah, in the highest this morning. I give God the praise this morning. I come to say I am honored this morning. I am giving God all the praise. I thank him for this day. I honor him so. No matter what, I thank God for our two outstanding co-founders, that Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their leadership and on this Master's Call Monday through Friday. I am so grateful. I had no idea I would be here, but God already know our steps before we even do it. So God is good. I thank him this morning. I give him all the praise. Hadn't been for God on my side, where would I be this morning? And I just want to also wish everyone a happy Women's Month. This is Women's Month. We can't forget it. Yesterday I didn't say it, but I still in my heart, I wish everyone a happy Women's Month and a healthy one, of course. I'm just going to come to you a few minutes. I won't be before you long, but I want to say when you become deeply aware of God's mercy and goodness, amen. When do we? I can't say it for anybody else. I'm just going to say it for myself. So let us pray. Jesus, my wonderful counsel, I ask you for your wisdom and guidance this morning. Instruct me in the way that I should go. I'll trust you with my guiding me so that I can serve all days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. When you become deeply aware of God's mercy and goodness, you can't keep it to yourself. Let me just say, like I said, I'm going to the day of honor my grandmother, so, you know, she was definitely my heart. And I'm coming from Scripture 103, 1 through 5. And it states, if you have your Bibles, blessed is the Lord, O my soul, and all is good in me. Blessed this holy name. 2 said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Amen. Who forgive all thy iniquities, who heals all and by thy diseases, who redeem thy life from destruction, who owns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Amen, amen. I thought that was fitting for this time and, you know, this Holy Week, and we're moving forward, Easter and Good Friday, and everything is coming at us, but we won't just hold on to God and change his hand. When you become deeply aware of God's mercy and goodness, you have a different outlook on life, and God is the reason why I remain strong. So that's why I thank God this morning for all that he has done for me. Hadn't been for him on my side, where would I be? Where would we all be that we think about things that's going on in our lives at this time? So I'm just going to give you a little bit about this. So this simple but prepared must profound destiny of God's mercies and grace. It is a grace of God's giving of what we do not deserve. Amen. The mercy of God is not giving us what we do deserve. Truly, we sinners. We are sinners. Hallelujah. Sinners fall by grace. Hallelujah. I can't thank him enough. Every day I wake up with this kind of thinking. God is good. He's a good God. He's an on-time God. He never changed. We do. He changed. We changed. So truly, we welcome the sinners of God giving what we do not deserve, but we still got to understand what's going on. Not deserving God's salvation, all blessings that accompany us. We do deserve God's judgments and punishments because we're not listening. Look at Corona. I call it Rona. But we're not listening because they said why God is bringing, it was no surprise to him with COVID-19, but we think it's a surprise. But nevertheless, we must take it serious. Nevertheless, God is greater mercies and judging and punishing his son for in our place. So you know this, we have to think about that. So when we repent, amen, gently before and believe in Christ, our sins are forgiven. We are standing on justifying before God. It's as often has been said, God views us just as we have never sinned. If we understand that, I listened to one of the pastors who says, God is not through with us. We're not listening to him, and now we have a new virus. I said, oh my God. So someone sent me a text over the week, I think it was yesterday, talking about all the countries that we cannot fly to. And I said, wow, look how God is. We still not paying attention. We have to go. We must be in a rush to go out and take off our masks and do whatever. I've seen a lot of people out yesterday without their masks. I said, God help them. God's mercy is the theme of Psalms 103. This is Psalms, David expressed a deep awareness of God's greatness and mercies in his life. He has committed terrible sins, adultery, murder, although he has suffered the devastation of counseling, but of his sins, God has forgiven and restored him. His previous song, David talked about the things of his guilt, and he's gripping with his soul because of his disparaging sins. But nevertheless, he tongues does not mention that the guilt. You know, God is the God of mercies and goodness, and he's not only forgiven David, but he's forgiven us for what we did, the sins we have done, we have done to people. He forgive us. Before we can fully appreciate God's mercy, we must have to understand how serious and what's going on, how serious the sins is. And God is his eyes is on us. Like I said to everyone, God sees everything day and night. What we're doing in the dark will come to the light. Hello, my grandma used to say that all the time. I didn't understand what she meant by that. When we do these things, we greatly got to understand the consequences. There's consequences in everything we do. Hallelujah. So let me just say, I'm so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. So when I'm saying, praise the Lord with all of your heart, it's like Minister Robinson, she was singing this morning, praise the Lord with all her heart. Hallelujah. David began with this eruption and praising the Lord. To bless the Lord is to praise him, express love and gratitude for all that he has done for you, me, and everyone. With all that is said, we got to be thankful this morning. We got to thank the God that we woke up this morning. Hallelujah, we can be able to put our hands up and pick up our phone and call in. Because then when you're on the call, you must say your name, because I always say, when you think that things are going bad, say, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. He'll come, he'll rescue you, because I had some things that happened to me yesterday. I had to throw my hands up and say, Jesus, Jesus, let him get behind me. Let the thing get behind me. I'm going to move forward. I ain't going to let nothing stop me but praising the Lord. Everybody's not praising the Lord. When they look at you, when you praise the Lord, they're like, what is wrong with her? Hallelujah. I got that from my grandmother. She taught us how to pray. She taught us how to understand there's a God up there. No matter what you're doing in the dark, God knows it will come to the light. Hallelujah. So she raised us. Let me just give you something about Grandma. Grandma was a woman of integrity. She raised 10 of her own kids, and she turned around and raised 4 of her grandchildren, which I was one of them. I thank her this morning. Hallelujah. When she went home to be with the Lord, she was 95 years old. Hallelujah. She stayed to say, she said, let me say, God is the reason why. That's why I remain strong, because of her. Hallelujah. I tell myself that with my whole heart, I will praise the Lord forever and ever. For God is good. He's not a God. Like sometimes people are sometimic. God is the same today, tomorrow, always. He never changes. That's what I love about the Lord. And no matter what you do, he's still the same. Hey, Lord, let me say praise him this morning. Praise his holy name. Without him, you would not be where you are today. As I walk in the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I'm just getting so excited here this morning. When I talk about my grandmother, there's something about grandmother that's made me, you know, she says, what a friend we have in Jesus, our sins and grief bear. What a privilege we carry every day to the Lord in prayer. So that's why I'm so glad to be grateful this morning. I praise the Lord, his holy name. First, like I said, David blesses his exalt, his holy name. The Lord says Yahweh. I like that Yahweh or Jehovah is God's present name. More than of his other name, his rewards, his heart, his what it's like to be a name, which is revealing himself to people, establish his covenant with them. Ezekiel says 6:2-8 says, as the Lord, he is the God that makes and keep his covenant, his promises, and with his people in pledging to the unfailing love and faithfulness. God's name is holy. Let me say it again. God's name is holy. We are so scared of Halloween, and people are doing the Halloween thing. I don't really participate in that, because I see that's not of God. But if we understand the honesty that God is commanding his people to never to take his name in vain, amen, never use his coming or casual or insensitive, because we are the set of God's name apart and dare to use it in any way, demanding of taking away from him. So because I said that's how grandmother raised us. She said one thing about the 27th Psalm, when your mother and your father are not with you, God would be with you. So that's how I'm able to remain strong in the Lord. And I thank God for the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Rutherford and Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, for their leadership, because Lord have mercy, I went to school, but I didn't realize I would be doing something like that. But you know what? I am so grateful this morning. I thank God that I'm able to speak, and sometimes people look at you, they say something about you. You have a glow over you. I said, thank you, Jesus. I just want to know that, you know, like I said, when the pastor said, when someone see you, can they see God in you? Can he say you are part of his army, or his leadership, or when someone see you in the street, can they say you are part of God's creation? Are you part of God's army? Are you part of his going out to serve him? Are you serving the people in the community? Hallelujah. God, let me say, praise his name at all times. His goodness never. So I like to say, God is good. When we like to go, God is good. He's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. He's not sometimes. He's good all the time. So that's why I can praise him for all his goodness. Amen. And I just want to say to you too, let me say, and second David blessed the Lord with his goodness to his people. He's just administering this thing to us. And as we go along this way, as we believe in all the things, we are all blessed. And let me just give you some things, because if we want about seven things I want to give you that is a freely that we can do. Forgiveness is of our sins. That's in verse 3. Healing of our disease, that's in verse 3. Redemption of our lives from destruction and death are a penny and a picture of our in slavery sins. Lovingly kindness is steadfast and unfailing love. Compassion of tender and mercies. Steadfast of our desire to especially our long time. We were reading from, and then our physical and spiritual awareness. As we go through, as we understand what God has for us, my thoughts are a lack of thankfulness and praising God for his results of taking and blessing for granted all others we can only see with the difficulties, circumstances facing us. That we understand that God is real. He's on time. He's never late. He's the on time God. Christ is on time. He's on our way in worthy days. If we are genuine trusting Jesus, we can move forward. We can do what we have to do to move that if things are going on in our lives. We look at our families. Look at our one person told me they lost seven people in COVID-19. You can't hug anybody anymore. You just pray for them. And you give them, you know, you tell them, I share with them about the call. I said, we on the call in the morning, and, you know, some people I put on the call, they said, Sister Cox, that helped me so much. So we want to be able to say we need our eyes on God at all times. We can't take our eyes off of him. We can't be so busy. We can't pray. I find myself every day now, I read three scriptures a day, and we need to stop and just believe in what God has. Praise the Lord with all your whole heart. Love him like never before, because we need love like we never need love before. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our mercy, and the God of our comfort. That's in 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. Blessed are the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heaven places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed unto God, the Father of our Lord, our Jesus Christ, according to his abundance of mercy, has forgotten us against unto lovely, livingly hope for rescuing our Jesus Christ from the dead. That's 2 Peter 1:10. So go out today, Lord. Go out today, everyone. Praise the Lord like you never praised him before. Put him first in everything you do. Before you start to do anything, give him the praise. Back to you, Minister. Willa.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God. Praise God. And thank you for that amazing word. And I will call you back shortly to close us with the benediction after I pray and go through our announcements. Oh, Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Yes, Lord, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We bless your name. We take time, God. Because if we don't take time for you, God, then we are just too busy. We don't have to, we shouldn't have time for anything else. Because you are the creator of us. You're creator of it all. So, Lord, we adore you this morning. We edify your name this morning. Oh, God, thank you for being our holy God. Thank you for being our confidant, our friend, our savior. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, who died for our sins, so that we will have life and that more abundantly after we leave this earth. Lord, thank you for the message that your daughter, Cynthia, brought to us this morning. God, continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to have her to draw on the values of her Christian upbringing, Lord. Oh, God, continue to enable her to be a blessing to others. God, just whatever she touches, let her prosper therein. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. God, continue to heal Dr. PK's body. Continue, God, to do all that she needs you to do with the Joy Retreat Center, Lord. God, continue to touch Dr. Vanessa and her brothers, Kenny and Wendell and her and Lynn, oh, God. Lord, this is a different time in their lives, but you know that you will bring them through, God, because you're doing it. You've done so much for others, and you will do it for them as well. Give Dr. Vanessa the direction that she is so leaning on you for. Now, God, we bless the mothers, Mother Owens, Mother Brown, Lord. God, we lift up those who have been challenged in their bodies, Angel and Prophet Kai, Lord, and Ronzi and Monica and Patricia. God, we thank you for touching the families of the bereaved, oh God, and there are so many, we can't name them just, but you know who they are, God. Continue to bless them, Lord. Now, God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Lord, you know exactly what they stand in need of. Let them not grow weary in well-doing, God, but in due season, knowing that if they don't give up, God, you're leading them along the way, and you're bringing what they've asked you for according to your will to light. Now, God, bless this day. We love you. We honor you. We ask you forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We say this in your son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TNC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND, and today is Presidential Tuesday. Again, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for worshiping, bringing us in worship this morning, and Minister Bonita, thank you for greeting everyone and opening up with a powerful prayer. And once again, Minister Cynthia, thank you for your strong message that was needed. And I will now call you back to give us the benediction. And family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, please know that I do love me some you. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willow. An entire team. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will continue to speak praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all the discouraged take heart. Come, let us tell the Lord the greatness. Let us exalt his name together. In Jesus' name we pray. Go out and have an awesome day. Oh, by the way, my brother was 4 years of his death yesterday. God bless you guys. Pray for me. Thanks.